Whose responsibility is it to ensure that the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt? Whose responsibility is it to be misabel over the Beis HaMikdash? So it's obvious, it's every person's responsibility, every yid's responsibility to ensure that the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt and to be misabel. Kol mi shalei nivra Beis HaMikdash b'yomov, kilu nechra b'yomov. It's responsibility for each and every yid. The question is, how could we ensure, how could we be misabel for something that we never experienced and we never lived through and we never saw with our own eyes? So the truth is that although we never saw the Beis HaMikdash and certainly not the Churban, however, the effects of the Churban we're certainly experiencing. And I think we all experienced it over the course of the past year, especially the Yidden that are living here in Eretz Yisrael, but all the Yidden in the world, whether physically the Chil Hashem against the Am Yisrael, whether it was in Australia, whether it was Iran wanting to wipe out the Yidden, or spiritually, the tremendous redifa against the Lim Diater that's going on in Eretz Yisrael, the tremendous Chil Hashem comes as a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Like the Ramchal tells us in Derech Hashem, all Ra in the world is a direct result of the Hester Pan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we be clear beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Ribono Shel Olam is Echod Ushmo Yechod, and he's the one that's Hoya Hoy Viviyah, and he's the one that calls all the shots in the world, and he's the Mesavik Kol HaSibuvim, then no one would do anything Keneged the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody knows it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in charge. It's only because there's Hester upon him that it's shaykh to have somebody that wants to do Keneged the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more Hester upon him that there is, the more of the ability that there is to have Ra in the world. And the tremendous Chil Hashem that's been going on is a direct result of the Hester upon him, which came as a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. I heard from a very well-known Rosh Yeshiva, highly respected Rosh Yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael, that he spoke to somebody in the army, in the higher echelons of the army in Eretz Yisrael. And he said to them, if it's indeed you're interested in having the Bachrim join the army, so then why are you doing it in such a harsh way? Why the sanctions? Why arresting boys? Shouldn't you make it that it should be interested, that it should be welcoming for them? Why are you going so tough against them? And he said that the person told him, you're naive. You think that they really want him in the army? I'll tell you what it's all about. Since Simchas Torah, Tavshin Pei Dalet, there's been a tremendous wave of tshuva, the same way that there was in the Eretz Yisrael after the Six-Day War. And the religious are worried about it. They feel threatened. And they're doing everything that they could to cause a hatred towards the religious. That's all that they're trying to do. Isn't you could cry? Isn't that terrible? The Ribono Shel Olam's children are trying with everything in their power to stop their brothers from returning to Ribono Shel Olam. Is there no greater Chil Hashem than that? That's something that we could relate to. That's something that we could connect to. And if you think about it a little bit over the course of Tisha B'Av, it could help us be misabel, help us recognize what tremendous Chil Hashem is going on in the world because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shechintu Begaluso, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, because the Nisim are not clear, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world is not felt. We could be misabel, we could connect to it. And what can we do to build it? So there's a well-known Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutes, that the Gemara brings down numerous Amarim that said, Loichor Yerushalayim Elo Bishvil, the reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed was because Ela Bishvil She Chilu Boyes HaShabbos, one says, Ela Bishvil She Bitlu Kriyash Mashachas Varvis, Ela Bishvil She Bitlu Tinoiki Shal Beis Rabban, Ela Bishvil She Batlu Anshe Amono, Shlo Yechichu Zeh Zeh, Shlo Yehu Boyeshes Ponim Zeh Lezeh. Numerous reasons why Loichor Yerushalayim. It's in addition to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash itself, the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash itself, which the Gemara tells us in Yuma is because the second Beis HaMikdash was because of Sinas Chinim, and the Chavetz Chaim tells us that means also Lashon Hara. And the Gemara in Shabbos, the Marsha says that L'davoineinu b'avoniseinu harabim roiv ha'avoinois v'kamat kulam heim b'dor shelanu. The Marsha lived 1500 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, many years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he's saying that the issues that they had back then, we still have now. And we could add on for the Beis HaMikdash as well. The Sinas Chinam and the Lashon Hara is also something that has to be worked on. Obviously, it doesn't mean that every person is lucky in it. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, also wasn't every person that was lucky in it. There was Tanoim Kedoshim at the time. It's something that has to be dealt with. So if this is the case, that over 1,000 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're still dealing with it, and maybe we still have it in our generation as well, so what are we waiting for? What could happen? What could change if things haven't changed for so long? And the answer is that we actually have an opportunity that the early generations did not have. Even if we're all dealing with the same Averis, even if we're all dealing with the same Averis, nevertheless, our opportunity, our ability to rectify the situation is greater, possibly, than anybody had up until now. And that is because, like the Pasuk says in one of the Shevet Nechemto, Choshi Chichas Ha'eretz V'arofel Le'umim V'alayich Yizrach Hashem. It's at a time where there is Choshech V'arofel, when we're so far away from the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and every year gets further away, and the world gets darker, because there's more Hester upon him. It's dafk in that generation that Alayich Yizrach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will once again shine His Shechina, and we'll be zeichet to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because the more difficult it gets for us, the more of a koyach that we have. The Rishis Chachma brings down from his Rebbe, the Ramak, the Talmid Dvoro, who said that when the king is begolus, the king is walking outside, and he's not in his palace, and he doesn't have food, somebody that gives him even bread and water is comparable to somebody who feeds him meat and fine wines when he's in his palace. Maybe even greater, because he has nothing to eat now. So we have a tremendous kayach. We have an opportunity that our forefathers and that even our fathers and grandfathers did not have. Yes, there's so much Esther upon him. Yes, there's Choshech. But that means that any little bit that we could do, any chizuk that we could have in any area that caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed and Yerushalayim to be destroyed, whether it's Ahavas Chinom that we could be mischazik in, whether it's a chizuk in Torah, whether it's a chizuk in any aspect of Avodah, that we're doing it. Every person has the yichelus to do it. It's every yid's obligation, because every yid has the opportunity and has the ability and has the koyach to a greater extent than his parents and grandparents had. The more choshech, the more opportunity. A little chizik could go a tremendous way, and we could be zeicher, Bezer Hashem, ready to the binyan Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yomenu, amen.